Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And before we get our show underway, we're very saddened to hear about the passing today of Rush Limbaugh. Probably single-handedly revolutionized radio, particularly talk radio, to what it's become today. And he was such a powerful force in so many ways and did so much for so many. I just sad to hear that he is no longer with us. But who is with us today is Chef Rob Masson, who is a Rock Hill native who I lost track of for a couple of decades. This kid, quote-unquote, used to run across the street from where we used to live together on Nightingale Road in Rawlinson Acres 1. And he and my two boys just got into a few things here and a few things there. We'll just let those stories go, won't we?
That's right. We'll let that stay in the past.
So Rob, of course, is the owner and operator of the new Counter restaurant in downtown Rock Hill. And before we get into all that, Rob, tell everybody a little bit about your very interesting background.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show today. It's super great to be here. And yeah, my background, let's see, this is all I've been doing all my life. I think I was cooking in the kitchen when I was 5 years old, telling my grandmother, you know, how to bake cookies and what she was doing wrong. Of course, I had no idea what I was talking about. But yeah, I started my first job actually in a restaurant was here on Cherry Road in Pizza Inn when I was, I had a worker's permit, so I think I was 14. And I started washing dishes in Pizza Inn, and then I learned how to make the pizza dough, and I was hooked. And I was hooked in the restaurant world from that point on.
So what did your mom and dad, Hank and Alice, say about you at the pizza place?
Well, it was convenient because it was close to Cherry Park. We were always on the ball field doing something, so it was convenient. They knew the manager over there. It was like, yeah, sure. Listen, my dad, super hardcore Marine, you know that. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, he was all about me making a little change back then. So they had no issues with that because Dad was like, yep, you can pay for it. You got a little bit of money. No, it was great. So from there, you know, graduated Northwestern in 97 and ended up down in Charleston for a little bit, ended up in Raleigh for a little bit, ended up, you know, doing a little bit of school, ended up in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Took an executive chef position down there in 2002 and and then from there started getting into the catering world, opened my first restaurant actually in Fayetteville, North Carolina when I was the young gun hot chef down there, and had a really bad experience with my business partners and said, okay, that's not a good idea to do anymore. So then I did nothing but catering and off-site catering for about another 8 years or so after that. Ended up getting to travel around the country and, you know, helping to teach and teach folks and throwing parties in Vegas and throwing parties in New Orleans and just, you know, being on the teaching circuit for catering and working for a company called CaterSource for a while and getting to do some really fun things. So from there, I ended up in Charlotte. I came back to Charlotte, so kind of back home in 2012.
That's a suburb to the north.
That's the suburb to the north of Rock Hill.
Just want to keep this in perspective.
Yeah, just so we know. So I ended up back in Charlotte to open Heist Brewery in Charlotte in 2012. And from there, I opened Create. So I opened Create in 2014, late 2014. And that was kind of been it from there. So Create just took off catering events and pitched a job for American Airlines one day, and they loved it so much that they flew me all over the country throwing. We recreated this event in Phoenix and Dallas and all over the country, and it was really fun. So that was the kickstart kind of a Create, and of course a lot of my clients went with me, and from there it was a couple food trucks, opened Twisted Eats with food truck, and then I did a little gastropub in South End Charlotte with Wooden Robot Brewery. And, you know, so then decided it was a good idea to do a French creperie and a Cuban restaurant in a place called Seaside, Florida. So now here at Counter. But Counter's my baby. I love it down here. It's just like coming home for me. So we're really honed in on what's going on down here at Counter, and we're just having a good time. We're trying to make food fun.
All right, let's go back a few steps.
All right.
When we refer to you as Chef Rob Masson,
mm-hmm.
Now, a chef, have the nomenclature chef, means you've accomplished certain things or you've done certain things or whatever. How does that work?
Well, I mean, when you become a chef, I mean, you go to culinary arts school, you which there's so many of them out there, great schools now. But, you know, a chef is really somebody that's passionate, that learns their trade. And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, I've hired people from CPCC and Johnson & Wales and all kind of places. Then you put them beside somebody that's been cooking all their life and they're passionate about their product. And it's funny to watch what happens with those two kind of folks. One's very technical, one's very passionate. And most of the time, the person that's a little bit more passionate takes the cake. But, you know, I think it's you don't have to go to school to be a chef.
You just have to have that creative flair.
Creative flair. You have to understand. You have to understand your foundations and your basics that you do learn at culinary arts school, and that's fine. But then you have to. My philosophy is breaking every rule in the book on the way to the plate, or the lack thereof. I don't think there's any rules in food anymore. I think it's all up for interpretation. I think that's what we're doing at Counter. Is we're being very. We have to be approachable. We're doing fun foods with a twist, but things are still approachable and familiarized. So, you know, I think that's what Rock Hill is really getting, one of the things that Rock Hill is really getting behind right now with our culinary and our cuisine.
You must have been, let me go back. How did you, I don't know, zone in on what used to be the Old Town Bistro and say, you know, I think this is something that I want to do?
So, Manny, I think that we stumbled on it on accident, really. It wasn't something that I set out to do. I was in Florida working at one of the concepts down there, and I called our director of operations. I said, you know, I really want to try to do something in Rock Hill. Rock Hill has been really good to us over the years with the catering and the events, and sat on the board at the Men's Haven, and we would do the parties, and we would do stuff for all the physicians' events for PMC, and then we would do, you know, just working with Anita Case out at Affinity Health, and we would do all the stuff, and it was fun, and the vibe was good in Rock Hill, and I really felt like Rock Hill was ready to, you know, start growing a couple of years ago. And I think we were right. I think, I reached out and said, hey, let's look for something in Rock Hill. And we literally found the space. It was starting to become available. So we met with the Realtors Association down there. And then at the same time, there was a couple guys out of the South End Charlotte that were looking to purchase the building. So they knew of Create and Twisted Eats. And they knew that we had the catering operation, and that we would potentially be, you know, willing to take the event space and redo the event space as well down there, because that's a big part of what we want to do down here too, is recreate, you know, we have our own venue now too, the gathering space, so which is the old Palmetto Room.
Yeah.
So I think that's, and then we stumbled, I fell in love with it. As soon as I saw it, I fell in love with the concept, I fell in love with the history. Of course, we all knew the history growing up here. You know the history. Going to First Press Church, we drive by it every Sunday, you know,
yeah.
With mom and dad. But it never really, like, sunk in until we started walking the building and started meeting with some of the members of the Friendship Nine and just hearing their stories and how passionate, just how much they've changed so many things in the world.
Yeah.
And so that... it was really fun, and we just kind of took the ball and rolled with it.
Did you, at that time, have any idea of what is now happening in Rock Hill? I mean, let's just take the Good Motor Company property. Let's just take a look at what's happening over at University Center and what's going to be happening at the Herald and what's going to be happening at the Welsh. I mean, did you have any idea that was coming along?
So we had a little – we didn't know the extent of it, but, of course, we did our research and our homework about, you know, the demographics and what's going on down here. So we knew a little bit about what was going on, and, of course, you know, our – our architects and everybody kind of has a lot of their hands in some of these projects too. So they were, you know, they helped to inform us a little bit about what was going on, going to be happening. But yeah, it's all happening. I mean, dirt is moving, cranes are in the air. I mean, Rock Hill is really, really blowing up right now, and it's downtown too. It's really cool to see and watch. I mean, growing up here, I remember when. I mean, downtown was nothing. There was a roof over it, and I think we can all agree that that was a fooled plan by whoever back in the day. Intentions might have been good, but I'm not sure it worked like they wanted to. But now, I mean, you've got lots of flourishing businesses downtown Rock Hill. It's great.
And you're about to have literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new residents downtown.
That's right.
When these various projects are done. I mean, we don't have enough time here to go through all of them, but there are literally, I think 1,000 may be too much, but, you know, in the high hundreds of new apartments that are going to be built downtown, and that's just bodies, and that's what you need to make a downtown flourish.
Absolutely. A lot of people walking. There's a lot of people walking.
What do you think about the concept of that bridge going across Dave Law Boulevard?
Hey, I think it's cool. I think it's going to help downtown. I think it's going to bring people over from the new developments that are coming over down there. Over there, they're going to be able to walk conveniently right into downtown. I see no issue with it. I think it's going to help bridge us. Yeah.
You know, something that was not here when you were doing your first stick in Rock Hill was Fountain Park.
Yep.
And all the development that has started there.
Yep.
And now you see Comporium raising some of the old buildings. They're getting ready to build some other stuff.
Yep.
So our downtown, for all intents and purposes, is becoming a brand new downtown.
Yep. I think that's really neat. I have been briefed on some of the new fun construction projects that are going on down there. And, you know, maybe we'll make an appearance. Maybe Twisted Eats will make an appearance in one of these new projects in the next 12 to 16 months. So that'd be really fun. But yeah, it's great for downtown, and it's new. But I think it's important that, you know, downtown is keeping its old historical facts as well. There's so many new cool concepts coming, the Common Market coming down. I mean, there's just so many from Charlotte. That's going to be such a cool concept for Rock Hill. I enjoy going to Common Market all the time when I'm up in the big, you know, in the little suburb of Charlotte. So.
my son, your friend Sink, who lives up in Charlotte, he took me to a Common Market here a couple of months ago, and I said, this is kind of an interesting place.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hang out there and get something to eat, or you can do your grocery shopping.
Right.
It's crazy.
Sit down on the computer and do some work.
Yeah.
I mean, with a glass of wine. You know, it's a fun. I think Rock will dig it. Yeah.
I think they will, too. So you're noted for your fantastic creations when it comes to food. My first exposure to you in food happened to be when you did the opening or whatever it was of Affinity. You mentioned Anita Case. She had you over there, I think, for a couple of different events.
Yep.
A groundbreaking and one for It's Open.
Right.
And I said, my gosh, look at all this. And I said, Rob Bassone does this? So these are ideas that just pop out of your head, or did you see some of these as you were growing into this whole profession?
So I think that it's a combination of both, Manning. I think that, you know, some of these crazy ideas pop in your head and you want to see if you can work. And not all of them do work. Some of the crazy things that pop into my head don't always work all the time. It's trial and error sometimes. But, I mean, I think you take pieces from every – it's like life. You take pieces a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and you just put your own spin and twist on something. You manipulate it and make it your own, and you know, that's we can do that really well.
Let me give you an example. If I was to walk into the counter or to one of your other restaurants and say, you know, I just like a good hamburger.
Yeah.
My type of hamburger versus what you are going to present is something entirely different.
Sure. So, we don't actually have a hamburger on our menu at counter, but what we do have is our sliders.
Ah.
And so our sliders are, they're actually one, it's a 1 pound patty that we house grind. Okay. So it's 16 ounces. And we form it to where it fits on. Remember your old grandmother, when your grandmother used to put the rolls in the oven at Thanksgiving, those little Bridgeford rolls,
oh, yeah.
And you pull them out, they're all stuck together. So that's how we serve these, and we serve these on cake stands. We top it with our house pulled pork and bacon jam and tomatoes. Ooh. And bourbon barbecue. But we put them on these like Bridgeford type rolls that are all stuck together, and we put it on a really fun cake stand. Now, we had we had our director of operations aunt. She travels the antique circuit, and she, for about 16 months, she collected these various cake stands from all over the South. So we've got stainless steel ones, we've got blue glass, we've got pink ones, we've got some that are worth 20 bucks, some that are worth $250, and so it's random. Every time your sliders come out, they're on a different fun cake stand. So it's about, but people talk about that. They're like, wow. And people associate that, man, you know, my grandma used to cook those Bridgeford rolls, and that's kind of how this is coming out. So it's just bringing you back to your past, and nostalgically you're like going, man, that's good. That reminds me of growing up. It's like our bacon wrap meatloaf is one of our number one sellers on the menu. It's weird because you have a bacon wrap meatloaf is number one, and like right within like 10 items, it's the lobster gnocchi. So you have a lobster and a meatloaf that when we look at our product mix, they're neck and neck, but it's because people sit down like, man, you know, my grandma used to make a mean meatloaf. They got a meatloaf on their menu and they wrap it in bacon. Yeah, I'm going to have some of that. So, you know, that's probably helps the cause there. So,
I don't need to see the rest of the menu. You've already hit two things and I'm in.
Yeah, right.
So your menu for the counter, if you had a similar restaurant in Charlotte, which you do, because we're different communities and different settings, would the menu you have at the counter work at your place in Charlotte and vice versa?
Yeah, for sure. I think the menu that we have at counter would work, just put it in pretty much anywhere, any hustle and bustle city for sure. It's edgy. It's people. It's different. It's not like the other places that you're going to grab food at. We want to, again, keep our food fun, funky, but approachable. So, yeah, I mean, it would work in Charlotte. I mean, we're doing our number one selling dish in Charlotte at the Gastropub and on the food trucks is our macaroni and cheese egg roll. We're making our macaroni with the beer, and we're braising our pork. We stuff it with pork and bacon jam. We're braising all our pork off with beer, and so it's a very beer-centric concept up there. And Charlotte's craft beer crazy, so why not?
Well, speaking of craft beers, my Lord, we're getting all kinds of beer places down here.
We got a lot down here in Rock Hill now, too. Yeah, that's great. Got a lot of good beer in Rock Hill, so you don't have to go to the small suburb of Charlotte anymore just to get some good craft beer.
You're learning very quickly. That's good. I'm glad you did that. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Rob, you don't know this, but we're right here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical formula we're all going to yell out real loud. The cue card is right there. The white letters is what we're going to do it at the count of three. Are you ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. 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 Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water,
fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2 with Chef Rob Masson, who has just opened a new enterprise here in downtown Rock Hill on Main Street that's been open how many months now? Just a couple?
2 months yesterday.
2 months yesterday. It's called The Counter, where it used to be the Old Town Bistro that many people remember. It used to be the Five and Dine. It used to be a lot of things. But now it's The Counter. And if you want a different type of food experience, that's what this guy is talking about. And it's, I was just chuckling. I'm sitting here interviewing interviewing a kid who my kids used to play with across the street, and he's grown up, and now look at he's doing. That's great. I just think it's a really neat story.
Thank you.
So now we've talked about your restaurant creations,
yeah.
But you got a whole other arm of your business, which is where I first heard about you, and that's the catering business.
That's
and
right.
As you referenced, I mean, you've literally traveled all over the country doing caterings. How did that ever get started?
Well, I guess in 2009, I started traveling out and going to speak and teach at for a company called CaterSource out in Las Vegas, and would help to, put on the opening gala for 4,000 or 4,500 of the top chefs and event planners from all around the world.
Did you just run into these people one day?
No, I was working for a company out on the other side of Fayetteville, North Carolina,
okay.
And the owner of that company was very good, and he did a lot of consulting.
Gotcha.
So he taught me a lot and a lot that I know about catering. So at first it was I would go and teach and speak with him, and then I would get asked to go and speak and teach on my own without him. So that's kind of how that all spurred. And then I would get to work with a couple chefs, a chef out of Denver and a chef out of Omaha, and we got to be really good friends, and we would start throwing these parties together over the next course of the next like 6 or 7 years that we would do it out there. So it was really fun. But then I quoted a job for American Airlines back in 2015, and they at the Carolina Aviation Museum in Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
And they enjoyed what we had on paper so much that they said, "Hey, you pull this off. We want you to recreate this event for all our high end clients all around the country."
Wow.
And so we said, "Okay." And man, listen, I'm telling you, it was nuts. We would start in Charlotte, and all of a sudden I would have trucks moving to drive into Phoenix, Arizona, and I'd fly in with a team. I'd fly into Phoenix, and I'd have people. I wouldn't sleep for 4 days because my trucks would be driving across the country, and they'd be, in all the elements with $100,000 worth of inventory sitting on them, $200,000 worth of inventory sitting on them, just hoping that it gets there. So, but it was fun. Then we'd get to go to Dallas, and we'd get to go, working in Vegas and working in New Orleans and working just all over the place. It was really, really a fun scenario. And then ended up down in doing a wedding in Seaside, Florida, down there, and for a client, and ended up saying, "Hey, this would be." We all started talking about this would be a fun area to do something, and so then ended up partnering with the bride and groom on that, and we opened a little French creperie down there, and we opened a little Cuban restaurant a couple of years ago down there. And but no, catering and events, they're awesome. That's what we really excel in, and that's what, you know, a big part of Counter is too, because I wanted to take that catering experience that you get with it, with being very interactive and very hands-on, and I wanted to infuse that at the the seats at a table, you know, with the way that we present our food, with the way that your food is smoking when it comes out to you, with all kind of little fun toys that we play with, because we get to play with that in the catering world all the time, but not everybody gets to experience that. So it's a really neat, really neat thing to do.
So you're making food fun.
We make food fun.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, make food fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, that's literally, that is one of our slogans, make food fun. I mean, we talk about it all the time, you know, from our salads that we serve. Like, our salads have an interactive component to it. We have these really cool tall mason jars that we use, and half your salad comes in that mason jar, and half your salad comes in a stainless steel balti, and you have to, it's really pretty when it gets there, but you have to shake it up. You know, we say, you know, say like a salt shaker kind of song, and sometimes we do it for you, sometimes you do it, and it's great. You see the kids love it. The kids that are 10 years old love it, and the ladies that are 83 years old love it, shaking those salads. And it becomes fun. I mean, salads got boring a long time ago. I mean, listen, I love a good salad, but put a salad in front of me, it could taste great, but let's make it look fun, and let's make it not boring again.
I think this is interesting. So if you want to have some fun while you're eating, this is where you want to go.
That's right.
Right.
Counter with a K.
Counter with a K. All right. You, and I have not been inside the restaurant yet. Mm-hmm. Tough to get in there because you've been so busy. But the exterior of the building is beautiful. I mean, you really have done a nice job. And peeking through the windows, it looks neat. I mean, it's you've preserved the historic counter. Mm-hmm. That's there with stools and what have you.
Yep.
And I don't know how you design something like that to maximize your space and your cooking. I mean, do you have a big kitchen in there? I don't remember it being a big kitchen.
We expanded the kitchen just a little bit, just in kind of how we organize it and how we blew out. We did move some electrical panels and expand some walls a little bit in there. But no, we do have, and we have enough space to do what we're doing right now. Yeah.
Okay.
And we have plans to be able to expand it even more. I mean, we've got 10,000 square feet when you count the gathering space back there.
So is it too premature to see how the gathering space is going?
No, I think, well, you know, COVID has definitely played a part in, like, corporate, you know, everything kind of being on the back burner right now. But, you know, we're in talks with the Comedy Zone out of Charlotte. They want to come use it as a venue once a month. So I think we're close to finalizing some deals with that, which will be really fun. We want to do... we're going to do some community trivia, which will be really fun back there. I mean, everybody does trivia, but this is something I think that will be cool. We'll get the fire department and the police department or PMC or WRHR, whoever, to put a team of, you know, five or six smart people within their company that want to do trivia. We'll come in, we'll provide food, we'll provide drinks, we'll have the trivia. But then Counter will throw up like a $500 pot. And we'll say the winner of this trivia gets the $500 to donate to the charity of your choice. And like, so
that's
just
great.
We want to give back to the community here too. But we've also got, we're planning on expanding our brunch into the gathering space. We've got, we're working with a group and we're going to be doing some drag brunches. And it's going to be, and listen, I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. And listen, don't knock it till you try it. If you've never done it, it is a ball.
Rock Hill's growing up.
And the champagne is flowing. So yeah, I mean, I think that we do have a few things that are on the books as far as events and weddings and stuff like that.
And I wish I had more time to talk to you about all that, because we've blown through a half an hour.
Wow, awesome. That's easy to do.
We got to do this again. That was really, I really enjoyed this. Thanks for being here.
That's cool. Absolutely.
Chef Rob Masson, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. As we tell you all the time, fresh food, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The way we do is known worldwide, of course. But we're going to tell you one more time at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Meantime, go on down to the counter. Enjoy a meal. We'll see you there. Bye.